This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Number two, The Real Side Radio. JoeMessina.com is where you can find all the action taking place. And a great crew of folks are always over there. Hello, folks over in the chat room. It's always a pleasure being here with you on the Wednesday nights that Joe is out to save the world and the next generation in the school boards that he's working with. If you'd like to join the conversation tonight, you're always welcome to. You can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. After the next break, we're going to be bringing our good friend Dave Carter back on the show. We're going to be talking about an article that he has up on Ricochet.com about our culture and what the heck is going on in the world. But you may have heard in the news report at the top of the hour that we have... Well, Kevin McCarthy is stepping down from Congress. He's not running for re-election. He's not stepping down at the end of his term. He's stepping down this month, leaving another vacant seat from a former Republican. I watched him last week being interviewed on Deal Book. That was an interesting discussion. I think he is a conservative. I think he wants the best for this country. But he announced that he would resign his House seat at the end of December. He published it in a Wall Street Journal today. He stated that he plans to serve America in new ways. I know my work is only getting started. I will continue to recruit our country's best and brightest to run for elected office, he continued. The Republican Party is expanding every day, and I'm committed to lending my experience to support the next generation of leaders. McCarthy sits on a lot of money, folks. He's got a large war chest, and he said to he's been said to harbor ambitions on taking out the eight Republicans who joined the Democrats to expel him from the speaker's chair in October, and only after 9 months into his dream job. So his resignation, it's going to further chip away at the House Republican majority, if we can even call it that at this point. It's basically almost dead even. This is just a few days after the House got rid of George Santos, the Republican from New York. Speaker Mike Johnson's difficulties in corralling every single vote that he needs is just getting harder and harder. McCarthy did not mention any specific career opportunities, although I'm almost certain that he will be absolutely 100% sought after by corporate America, Last week on Deal Book, he was talking about artificial intelligence and those companies, and he thinks that artificial intelligence is an area that he would like to invest his time into. He believes that's the future of the country. K Street, the lobbying firms on there, I am sure have already got the feelers out. The man is going to make millions upon millions, and you know, at the end of the day, I'm sure we're probably going to start to see him, for those that do watch these channels on CNN and MSNBC. The occasional, maybe Fox News, I don't know. But what does this mean? I mean, the reality here is that there's a very, very strong likelihood that the Republicans give back the majority in 2024. Very, very, very strong possibility. And I don't understand. I get it. He's, for lack of a better term, butthurt about being kicked out of the speakership. And if you remember me talking, you probably don't, but I'm not the only person that said this. I believe that whole mishigas, that whole mess that took place in October was a real bad look for the Congress. I like some of what Matt Gaetz stands for. Okay, this is all about Matt Gaetz. But I do believe that this was handled in an entirely inappropriate, embarrassing fashion. Johnson is exactly the same when it comes to some of the major issues that have been discussed by Gaetz, including separating the aid for Ukraine and everything else along those ways. So, but at the same time, with that being said, I get it. McCarthy is angry. He's embarrassed. His ego is bruised. But I'm disappointed to see that he quit Congress, or is quitting at the end of this month. I you know, California can't lose another Republican representative. And the Central Valley in California, while yes, it's certainly red, but it's not deep red. And maybe he was going to lose out of primary. I don't know. Maybe the voters in his district, you know, saw that after he was fired, he was going to lose his primary. Maybe somebody told him that he was going to lose the primary, and he got out before the going, you know, got really, really tough. But I'm telling you right now that Republicans need to be deeply, deeply worried about 2024 for a lot of reasons. Voter integrity, losing the House, losing, not winning back the Senate, not winning back the White House. These are all realistic issues that we're dealing with right now in this country at a time when you need, you must have some common sense in Washington, and it's becoming really hard to find. We're going to talk about this after the break. We've got our good friend Dave Carter, Ricochet.com and Dave Carter Online. He's going to be joining us. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. Don't go away at Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. And you can find us at TheRealSide.com. We'll be back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hey, y'all, make my day when you join in. Real Side Radio, it is always a pleasure here speaking with you across the fruited plain tonight on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Hour number two, we are very happy to have returning to the show a frequent guest of ours and somebody that is a fantastic writer and somebody that I'm proud to call a friend. Dave Carter from, you can find him at DaveCarterOnline.com. He is a columnist, a podcaster, radio show host, and he writes a fantastic. He is a contributor over at Ricochet.com, where his latest fantastic piece is up called Masochism Does Not Equal Virtue. Welcome back to the show, Dave. How are you, my friend?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing great. Having a good time and delighted to be here. Thank you.
So I want to jump right into it with you, and I'm hoping that you're going to spend the next couple, three segments with us, because I really want to get into this incredible article that you wrote as well. It really, really is good. But before so, I wanted to see, I don't know if you heard the first segment here, but I was talking about the news today that Kevin McCarthy, he resigned in the Wall Street Journal, and not resigning before the next election in November of 2024, but he is picking up stakes and leaving the plantation at the end of December, leaving another vacancy for Mike Johnson's difficult House majority, if you want to even call it a majority anymore. This is just a few days after George Santos got the boot as well. Just from your lay perspective of the politics of the moment, are Republicans practicing seppuku here? Are they just trying to commit suicide, or would they just want to give the ball back to the Democrats for 2024 and go home?
I'm afraid Kevin McCarthy might have read my column and took the wrong answer or the wrong idea from it. I wasn't saying masochism is a virtue. He seems to be acting this out, the kind of things I wrote about. But I think on his part, I did hear your open. I think he is butthurt. I think he's angry. I get it. But there are larger issues here at stake. I mean, we are going over the cliff, and there's not. Hopefully, we can at least break the fall. But we need all hands on deck. So we're down to, if I get the math correctly, we're down to one, a majority of one in the House. Is that about right?
I think it's three right now. It's going to go down to two when he leaves. And there was another Republican congressman that said that they're retiring next year. They're not going to run again. So then you'll be at one. Listen, there's an extreme likely chance that Republicans do not win in 2024. Any of that, any of the chambers of Congress or the White House.
Right. Yeah. And then Thomas Sowell was absolutely correct when he said that the favorite athletic exercise that Republicans do is to, when things get tough, they run for the hills. So, and that's what's happening. And I lament the fact that the Democrats stay in lockstep on so many awful ideas, but they do work together, and they don't throw their own overboard when there's a larger war at stake. And our side has yet to learn that, and I have no idea what. This is how, number one, this is why people drink, but number two, this is how you get Trump. Someone who steps in and says, this is nonsense. If you want someone that will clean this up and actually do what needs to be done, and hopefully the rest of the party will come along, I'm the guy.
What were your thoughts about the whole upheaval in October with Matt Gaetz getting rid of McCarthy or forcing him to get the boot? What were your thoughts on that whole?
I'm sympathetic with Gaetz's laments. With the things that he was angry about and the continuing resolutions and all these kinds of things. And the members not being able to see things, but being told, hey, here's a big stack of paper. We want you to vote on it right now. I get it. I totally get it. But again, you take the best win that you can. You take the best bad option that you've got. They're all bad options. Take the one that's going to move the ball forward at least a little bit. Live to fight another day. I mean, that's why I voted for Mitt Romney, for example, a guy who I used to say with his relationship with the Constitution was just platonic. But he was the nominee. I voted for him. With Gaetz, it was a circular firing squad. I was happy that Johnson, because he's from my home state, I was happy that he emerged. But I don't know how well he's going to be able to do with his team bailing at this point. I just think there's something petty at work with McCarthy, and I'm very disappointed about that.
Well, the discussion points is that he's got a war chest of money that he's going to be taking, with him to his whatever, next venture is going to be. But he's going to be utilizing that money to get rid of the eight Republicans that voted against him. That's the thought process right now. That's what's being discussed in the rags, the political rags.
If he's going to do that, why shouldn't he go ahead and try to bring Liz Cheney back? I mean, what the hell?
Well, apparently Liz Cheney's thinking about running for president. She might be too busy to come back. So, yeah, okay. You know, she's going to get three votes out of Wyoming, and they're not all, you know, they're but I mean, but realistically here, I mean, this is and I want to get into your article after the break, because I think you definitely touch upon this. It's not just from a political standpoint, it's from a cultural standpoint. This conservatism in this country, you know, the ability, the conservatives have the ability to actually govern themselves. And what we have seen ostensibly since 20, I mean, let's be realistic here, okay? We had Paul Ryan, that was a disaster. We had McCarthy, that was no good. And, you know, what we're doing is we are basically, like you just used the term, a circular firing squad. We're taking our eye off the ball. And meanwhile, in my first hour, we were talking about China and the buildup of nuclear arms. And we've got Iran and we've got Ukraine and Russia. And obviously we've got the economies around the world collapsing. And we've got the culture in our country and the Western, you know, it just, the list goes on and on and on and on and on of negativity. And meanwhile, the Republicans are all sitting around pointing at each other.
I think you mentioned the problem with conservatives. I think that there are conservatives and there are ostensible conservatives. And when the going gets tough, we find out which is in which camp. And I don't think we have enough conservatives who actually believe in conservative values and will pursue those, whether or not their personalities are wounded or not.
Mm.
I think there's an insufficient number of those. And there are too many that get their feelings hurt or for whatever reason.
Dave, we're going to take our first commercial break. But before we do so, tell everybody where they could read your article.
You can read my article at ricochet.com. And it's also going to be up on my my own website at davecarteronline.com. I do hope you read it and enjoy it. I had fun writing it.
We're going to be back with Dave Carter. Masochism does not equal virtue. He'll explain what all that means from this amazing article that is up on ricochet.com. It's on the main feed, so it's you don't have to pay to read it. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We will be right back here at Real Side Radio after the news and commercials. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update.
Three people were injured after another mass shooting on a college campus.
Students at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas were caught off guard when they started receiving texts about an active shooter on campus.
I peek out the window that I sit next to and just see students running around and police cars coming by.
That student speaking to Fox 5 Vegas from the school's library, which was locked down. Las Vegas Metro Sheriff Kevin McMahill said the shooter was found dead.
I want to assure the community there's no further threat.
In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Police are reporting right now at least three people have been killed along with the shooter. Americans anticipate increasing their holiday shopping expenditure by at least $100 compared to last year. According to a Gallup survey, the average projected spending on gifts for this season is $975. Dave Collins, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, we can have that discussion, and we will in that third hour. And the phones are going to be open tonight, 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563 at the Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. He'll be back tomorrow night. He is saving the world as he does on Wednesdays, where I've had the pleasure of sitting in with him now for going on, my goodness, in 2014. It's going to be 9 years. Wow. 2024, I should say. It's going to be 9 years. But I've known this man longer than that. Dave Carter, which is certainly a fantastic voice of sanity in the world today. He's a columnist, a podcaster, radio show host. You've seen him at Ricochet.com, The Federalist and Conservative Review. And he's also the host of his own podcast, The Dave Carter Show, which you can find on Ricochet.com, where his latest article is a fantastic read. And I'm going to highly recommend everybody go to Ricochet.com and check it out. Masochism does not equal virtue. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So I want to jump right into this, and forgive me, I don't usually do this because it might sound a little bit lengthy, but I got to say this to you, and I texted you. Your words, the way that you are writing, I don't know if you've just entered into a higher level, which is almost impossible from the way that you've been writing, but the way that you refer to so many different things all in a short paragraph, I'm going to read to the audience here that towards the beginning of your article here, again at ricochet.com, masochism does not equal virtue, you refer to a line that John Kennedy in 1961 stated, he was a candidate at the time, he stated, let every nation know whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and success of liberty.
And you go on, and I'm going to let you jump on this in a minute here to talk about how that today would be completely denounced from almost every quarter of our center and leftist culture and media and institutions. And I love the way that you said that Rashida Tlaib, D, from Gaza, would drape that tablecloth over her shoulders again and blame the Jews. Dave, talk about what your article refers to here and how this relates to the zeitgeist that we're currently in.
Well, the thing that President Kennedy said was at that point self-evident, right? You support any friend, you oppose any foe, which is what we had done in World War II, for example, when we welcomed the Soviet Union as to help us save the world, literally. But now that is now inverted, and it's been inverted by the left and to some extent by the ostensible right, to where, no, what we have to do now is, rather than supporting our friends and fighting our enemies, now we import our enemies into our own country to attack our citizens in our cities. Meanwhile, we ostracize our friends overseas. And if you're not doing it that way, then, as Barack Obama would say, you're on the wrong side of history. It's all supposed to be asked backwards now. And we're getting precisely the kind of results that sort of approach engenders. Go ahead.
Are we mistaking masochism for virtue?
I think that the left particularly has taken, they've always valued, and I value to some extent, a counterintuitive perspective to things, right? Don't look at it simplistically. Look at the nuance. Step outside the box. Look at it in a way that something may reveal itself that could be, the magic answer. But they've taken it to the extreme where everything is counterintuitive. We have to do things that are against our interests. We have to stop developing our own energy and go hat in hand to these countries that hate us and try to get energy from them. Right? We have to. It just never stops. I mean, oh my gosh! I mean, pulling out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about so many different things where we're no longer independent oil,
right.
And
right.
The circular firing squad you're talking about.
we're either demonstrating weakness or abject confusion about our role in the world and about doing things that are in our own best interest. I think that they were so put off by Donald Trump and the idea of America first, and I guess some of the historical baggage that comes with that, that they went, no, we're going to make it America last. See, aren't we virtuous? No, we're masochistic when we do that.
Mm, gotcha.
And that's the problem, right? They continue to do that, and they keep getting hammered for it. And the Biden administration is hurting terribly in the polls, and so they double down the more of it. And the more that they do things that are objectively dumb and work against us, the more virtuous they think they are. They're splitting their own wrists. They're being masochistic.
You know, I've had a lot of discussions about Israel since October the 7th with friends and family, and it's something that we're discussing from a standpoint of obviously the political, the military, the sociological. As a Jew myself, I've got friends and family in England. Their son today was assaulted on the tube, on the subway in London.
God.
They asked him point blank, are you a Jew or are you for Palestine? And he had to lie because there was a group of thugs around him. He would have been destroyed.
Sure.
This is happening. This is happening. This is 1939. This is happening in throughout Western Europe, and it's starting to happen in pockets of the United States. But one of the things that I talk about, and I try to give some perspective to, especially with my sons, is that the fashion may change, the size of our televisions may change, the music may change, but humans don't. Humans generally are exactly the same as we've always been, and that is that we are pliable, we can be manipulated with propaganda, we are all self-serving, and that is why you have this consternation that we're seeing with the Ivy Leagues not being able to denounce the intersectionality that we're seeing in college campuses and everything that's happening right now. And it goes beyond that. There are so many examples that we could talk about. But Dave, I have to ask you, when we talk about, the good old days when we talk about whether it's John F. Kennedy or even let's go back to Winston Churchill. They faced their own challenges. Winston Churchill barely survived a vote, and it almost I wouldn't be alive today, and my father would have certainly most likely have been killed in World War II. We come really close to the precipice in each and every generation. Are we going to do the same thing again? Are we seeing that now?
Oh, yes, absolutely we're seeing it now. I'm curious to hear from you at some point if you're surprised by the volume of the anti-Semitism that we're seeing and how widespread it is. I am to some extent, but yeah, I think we're at that point again. The difference is that in the past there was some cultural foundation or a framework that we could rely on and pull upon and rally the citizenry to. That's now that we've been told all that is horrible. It's white supremacy. It's awful. It needs to be done away with. And our youngest generation that would be the ones to step up, they don't have that foundation. So I really don't know how you pull out from this. How's that for a happy thing?
Well, you talk about this in your article. You say, you know, you talk about how, you know, we decided to make common cause with the USSR. Winston Churchill observed that if Hitler were to invade hell, he'd find something nice to say about the devil in the House of Commons.
Right.
Right? So you always take a look at history to give us a guidance of where we're going in the future. But we are dealing with a whole different array of issues right now. We've got this subterranean campaign to try and align ourselves with our foes, and by at the same time enabling our foes and weakening our allies. We're seeing it with Iran over Israel. And, you know, today there was this massive walkout protest in the Biden administration from a ton of their interns that are have a major problem with Joe Biden saying Hamas is bad. So, I mean, this is the cultural psychological problems, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to talk about your article here, because when you sent it to me, I read it, and I was flabbergasted at how encompasses all of these different issues, and it comes back to history. We're dealing with it again today. It doesn't seem to ever change, Dave.
You and I have, but a lot of people have not learned from it, and a lot of people, younger folks, I don't even know it. They have no idea what from the river to the sea entails. I don't think they really understand what genocide means, because they throw that term around so loosely. They have no idea. The basics aren't there. So
we didn't have TikTok back in World War II. Maybe we wouldn't be here today if we did. Stay through the break, because I want to get more of your thoughts on everything that's happening right now politically. We've got the estimable Dave Carter from DaveCarterOnline.com. You can also find him at Ricochet.com. We'll be right back after the break at Realside Radio. Do not go away. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I don't know what, but Joe's not here. Dave's not here. But Dave is here. This is Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, and he'll be back again tomorrow night after saving our world from the or future world at the teachers meetings that he's involved with. Listen, folks, this is great being here. Hour number two. We are delighted to have with us Dave Carter, who's returning and has been a frequent guest off and on over the years here at Realside Radio. Dave, I want to get into some politics. It's changing every single day here, and really love your opinion on things. Yesterday, a couple of things happened. President Biden, Well, it was a very curious assertion. He stated, if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. And then he said, but we can't let him win. So he was obviously speaking out loud or thinking out loud. But last night we had Donald Trump at a Fox News town hall with Hannity. Hannity seems to be getting a lot of news in the last few weeks here.
Yeah.
And
And he basically got Trump to talk about, well, I guess there was like two major takeaways. That number one, he said that the same day that that Biden stated that he wouldn't be in the race if Trump wasn't in the race, number one. But number two, he stated that he didn't believe that Biden will actually make it to November of 2024. He said what we are all thinking out loud. Let me ask you this, Dave. Okay, I remember the halcyon days of 2015 on Ricochet, where we were having tremendous arguments and consternation and family squabbles. Right now, apparently there was another debate tonight, the JV team, the four remaining candidates that is on a network that nobody has or has access to, so I don't know if anybody saw it. But let's assume that it is Trump and it is Biden. Do you think both of them make it to 2024?
Oh, my goodness. It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. With Biden, it's a toss-up physically and politically. If he's so close to being absolutely Mr. Magoo, just standing there wondering, you know, if he could should talk to the potted plant or what, you know, wind his butt or scratch his watch or what. On the other hand, with Trump and all the legal issues that are being foisted upon him, I have no idea how that plays out and where he will be residing at any given point with if any of these charges are actually go through. So we are in uncharted territory, and I have no idea, even with or without my magic eight ball, of understanding how this may play out.
We're looking at, I agree with you, 100% unprecedented. I'm saying there's a 50-50 chance that this is going to be an election between Trump and Biden next year. I don't know who they pull in from stage left on the Democrat side. Everybody talks about Newsom. He's obviously running a shadow campaign.
Right.
Kamala Harris is instant death for the Democrats, but her not being nominated might be instant death for black female Democrats. They say that if she's not the standard bearer, that they're not going to vote. So they've got a lot of problems.
Yeah, that's possible.
But here's another. Go ahead.
A lot of black males are breaking toward Trump.
Those numbers are definitely increasing. But strategically, from the standpoint here, and this is something that I've talked about over the past several weeks, you had him on your show, I think. I had him on mine. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No, I didn't think I needed to talk to him. But,
oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, so RFK Jr. is not included in a lot of the polling that is showing Trump ahead in some of these swing states. And right now, Trump is looking really, really strong in the swing states. But when you include RFK Jr., not only does Trump lose to Biden, RFK is playing a 1992 Ross Perot role in a very serious way.
Yeah.
Some of these states, RFK may actually get close to 34%, which is all he needs to actually win those states. What are we looking at here from the standpoint of a RFK factor? Are we looking at Ross Perot Redux for those that don't remember 1992? He basically, conventional wisdom suggests that he cost George H.W. Bush the election and lost to Clinton because of Ross Perot's 20%.
Yeah, he pulled votes from both Bush and Clinton, but I think he pulled more votes from Bush, and so he ended up helping out Clinton to get elected. And I think the same sort of thing would happen. RFK has got a lot of popular things that he likes to talk about, but I think a lot of his points will also appeal to the left more so than the right, and I think it would pull some numbers from Trump as well. And then you add on top of that, just to confuse things a little more. If Trump did well, would the margin be cheat-proof?
They're
talking about electoral integrity. Because I don't know, maybe you have an idea of whether or not the issues that took place in 2020, whether or not the GOP has a way to deal with that this time around. I doubt it. But if they've got to win overwhelmingly to get to get over that obstacle. I think it's uphill, really. And if RFK Jr. gets in there, I think we have a really, really bad time.
So what you're saying is the margin of the cheat needs to be increased. I mean, historically, they've always said it needs to be 3% higher for Republicans just to take care of the graveyard vote. But now, right, post-COVID, do you think that's even more?
Oh, yeah. You got to take care of the mass mail-in vote, too.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that could be insurmountable. I think they're quite capable of just pulling in the last minute or in the middle of the night as many votes as they need from whatever manufacturing source they have.
Have a good night, everybody. Enjoy the world.
Yeah.
Bernie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean,
film of the mushroom cloud at 11.
Yeah. But, I mean, so let's pull this apart and put it back together again. We've got a situation right now where the Republicans seem to be stumbling over themselves in the House. They may have a shot in the Senate. We don't know. Again, it comes back to what you were talking about with the margin of the cheat. We have a three-way race with an RFK. All polls are showing Biden wins, or whoever is in his stead wins.
Right.
What does America look like in 2025, 2026 if everything goes wrong?
More unrecognizable than it is now. And we're leaving out one other thing, as long as I'm being all sunny and cheerful with all this. I don't know if you saw. Speaking of, I think I'm going to make your first name Whiskey. I think I'm going to pour myself one while I talk about this. Director Ray's testimony yesterday about all the alarms and the red flags he's seen nationwide. I mean, we had, 12,000 people cross the border yesterday?
Yeah.
It's speaking of unprecedented, and they're here. They're here, and we can't delude ourselves. There are not a great many bad actors in that. Now, something could happen with that. Who knows? I hate to say I told you so, and I don't get any gratification from it. I don't mean you personally, but people have been predicting this, and that this would happen if we did something really stupid in 2020, and we did.
A boat of illegal immigrants just landed on Malibu Beach.
Have they been given their voter registration forms yet?
Oh, they've got apartments and schooling and medical. It's insanity. It's insanity. I mean, if I'm going to plant myself as somebody that needs services, go to Malibu, my friend. That's the place. It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic, Dave. And, you know, we've talked about this before. This is Cloward Piven 101, right?
Sure. Yeah. And it really all stems back to, I heard your opening monologue talking about the very beginning of the show today about All in the Family. And we all remember Meathead, right? And he was in school. Mm. Well, that fictional character, Meathead, is now the university president. And his friends are tenured faculty, and we're witnessing now what they have brought, which is one reason why we have people that don't understand history, don't understand their own culture, and what they do understand, they don't like. It starts with that, and the rest of this nonsense rolls downhill from it.
And meanwhile, we just saw a whole array of college presidents yesterday with obvious anti-Semitism, and the rot is purely at the center of academia's heart right now.
Correct.
I mean, it's
correct.
Really, really scary.
Yeah, and so, and who was it? Was it Winnen that said, give me a generation of your children to educate, and I'll have you?
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Yeah, and in 1960, a KGB operative said that this is exactly what the plan was, to take
right.
the United States. It's not going to happen quickly. The leftist Marxist march through the institutions takes decades. Well, we have arrived, folks.
Yeah, and I've talked to you before about the need for guerrilla warfare at the local level. But I have no, I'm talking politically, school boards and commissions and things of that state government. But at this point, I'm not even sure that that would be sufficient.
Which is what our good friend Joe Messina does, which is why I sit in with him. Dave, we got to do this more often, my friend. Tell everybody where they could read your articles and find you online, please.
You can find me online at DaveCarterOnline.com, or you can Google the Dave Carter Show and get my podcast there. Go to Ricochet.com and on the main page. And you'll see my article that we've been talking about tonight, that masochism does not equal virtue.
It's an excellent, excellent article, and I highly recommend everybody read it. And thank you for sharing it with me. And
thank you, sir.
And we will have you back on again down the road. I look forward to chatting and catching up with you. Take care of yourself, Dave, and greatly appreciate your time there from the East Coast of America. And, folks, we'll be back for hour number three. If you got something to join and got something that you want to say, lines are open, 855-73-